الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، today we will read some beautiful benefits from a great narration inshaAllah ta'ala in Sahih Muslim. And this is the narration of Salama ibn al-Akwa' radiallahu anhu, and some amazing affairs about this noble companion. We will leave our normal class and manners, and we will read this narration, and it is long, and it is from the longest narrations in Sahih Muslim. But we will read the English, and the Arabic is there, but so that we can try to benefit in the easiest manner, insha'Allah ta'ala. We read today about Salama ibn al-Akwa' radiallahu anhu. So this hadith is narrated by Ilyas ibn Salama, the son of Salama. He says, my father said we came to Al-Hudaybiyyah. Al-Hudaybiyyah with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hudaybiyyah is after the Hijrah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wanted to go make Umrah, and they were stopped and they were blocked. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had an allegiance with the companions. And then also they had a truce and a treaties with the mushrikeen that there would be no fighting. First, the companions, they took an allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they would all protect him and fight with him. And then after that, the mushrikun, they came, and then they had a truce, and they all agreed that there would be no fighting, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would go back home and he would not make Umrah this year. So this is the issue here, the story. He says, and we came to Al-Hudaybiyyah. Who is this? Salama ibn al-Akwa'. And he's with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we were 1,400 strong, 1,400 men. He said they had 50 sheep with them, and they could not water them. They had 50 sheep with them. They had 1,400 soldiers, men from the companions, and they had 50 sheep along with them, and they had no way to give them water. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat at the edge of a well, and he either offered supplication or he spit into the well, one or the other. He's making dua, or he spit into the well, and then the water all of a sudden just welled up and started coming and rising and rising and rising. Rising and rising and rising, and then we drank and we gave water to all of the animals. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called upon us to swear allegiance at the foot of the tree. He called upon us to swear allegiance to him at the foot of the tree. So I swore allegiance to him with the first of the people. Then one group after another swore allegiance to him. So Salama radiallahu anhu, he's saying, I was with the first of the people to swear allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then another group came, and another group came, and another group came. He said, radiallahu anhu, then when the people were halfway done, he said, swear allegiance, O Salama. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, pledge your allegiance, O Salama. And I said, I swore allegiance to you, O Messenger of Allah, with the first of the people. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do it again. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that I had no weapon. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me a large shield, and I swore allegiance to him again. The second time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a large shield to protect himself with, because he's seen that he didn't have any weapons. He said, radiallahu anhu, so I swore allegiance to him again. Then whenever we reached the last of the people, he said, will you not swear allegiance to me, O Salama? Again, so the first group came, Salama, he pledged allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I swear I believe in you. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and you're the Messenger of Allah, and I will fight with you and defend you. And then after that, some more people came, and then he said, Salama, you're not going to pledge allegiance. He already did. He said, well, you don't have no weapons, here's a shield, do it again. And then the last of the people came to pledge allegiance, and then he said, are you not going to pledge allegiance, O Salama? And Salama, he says, I have sworn allegiance to you, O Messenger of Allah, with the first people. And when the people were halfway done, he said, do it again. I swore allegiance to him a third time. And then he said to me, O Salama, where is the shield I gave you earlier? And where is the shield that I gave you? He said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my paternal uncle, Amir, yani my uncle from my father's side, Amir, he met me and he had no weapon. So I gave it to him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled and he said, you are like the one who said in the past, O Allah, give me a friend who is dearer to me than my own self. And you're a very kind friend. O Allah, give me a friend who is dearer to me than my own self. Meaning you are that friend. You are that friend that somebody will be with, and they will love you more than even their own self because of your kindness and because of your great honesty and loyalty and your friendship. Now he says, then the idolater sent an offer of peace. So he started to make, yani the pagans, the mushrikun, they sent an offer of peace and to make a peace treaties. So we started to mix with one another and we concluded the truce. And after that, the truce is done. There's no fighting. Nobody's going to fight. So I, yani Salama, he says, radiallahu anhu, I was the servant of Talha ibn Ubaidillah. Yani I was the one who was helping Talha and taking care of his stuff. He says, I used to water and groom his horse. Yani take care of his horse for him. And I used to serve him. And I ate from his food. Yani I used to eat along with Talha ibn Ubaidillah, and I used to serve him. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, radiallahu anhu, he's from those 10 who have been given the glad tidings of paradise, radiallahu anhu. He said, I had left behind my family and wealth to immigrate in the cause of Allah and to join his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had already migrated and left his family, and he had come to me, and he had come in this manner to meet with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he has nothing. So now he's serving Talha, radiallahu anhu, so that he can have food and so that he can eat and so that he can join the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and strive with him and fight with him in the cause of Allah azza wa jal. He says, when we made peace with the people of Mecca and began to mix with one another, and there's peace now. And this was a great benefit for the believers because nobody can fight each other. So since there's peace between the believers and the disbelievers, people are able to move freely. And they're able to start talking about Islam and clarifying the truth of the falsehood. There's no more fighting. So those people who had doubts before, or those people who were interested in Islam, or those people who wanted to hear about the call of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can hear now because there's no fighting. Fighting is not allowed. They made a truce and they made an agreement with each other. So he says, radiallahu anhu, he said, when we made peace with the people of Mecca and we began to mix with one another, I came to a tree and I swept away its thorns, and I laid down at the bottom of the tree, at its base. Then four of the pagans, the idolaters, four of the mushrikun from Mecca, came to me and started speaking ill of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Came to me, they started saying bad words about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salama, he says, I got angry with them, and I moved to another tree. I got angry with them and I moved to another tree. And he can't fight them. He can't do anything to them because there's peace treaties. So if he fights them, he would violate that treaties, and that's not right and that's not good. So he just had to get up and move to another tree so he didn't have to hear those people saying bad things about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam no more. He said, and then they hung up their weapons and they laid down anywhere he was laying down at. While they were like that, Salama is under a tree, radiallahu anhu, and then these mushrikun come over there to that tree and they start talking bad about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Salama, he got up and left and he went to another area, to another tree. And those guys, they sat down right there. And at this time, whenever they were like that, all of a sudden, a caller cried out from the bottom of the valley, Ya Muhajirun, Ya Muhajirun, Ya Muhajirun, Ibn Zunaym has been killed. Ibn Zunaym has been killed. Oh Muhajirun, Muhajirun, Ibn Zunaym has been killed. Ibn Zunaym has been killed. So Salama radiallahu anhu, one of the companions. So Salama radiallahu anhu, he says, I drew my sword and I attacked those four men while they were sleeping. And I took their weapons and gathered them in my hand. And then I said to them, by the one who has honored the face of Muhammad. Walladhi karrama wajh Muhammad. Because just before, they're talking bad about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now he's got a sword on top of them. And now he says to them, how did he introduce himself? I swear by the one who honored the face of Muhammad that not one of you will raise his head except I'll strike him in the face. Except I'll beat him in the face with this sword. You better just not even look up. So he says, وَالَّذِي كَرَّمَ وَجْهُ Muhammad. I swear by the one who honored the face of Muhammad that not one of you is going to raise his head except I'll beat him in his face with this sword. And then he said, I brought them to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and my paternal uncle Amir brought a man from Al-Abalat, who was called Mikraz, leading him to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a horse with a thick covering on his back, along with 70 of the mushrikun. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at them and said, "Let them go. Let them go." And they had just transgressed and violated the treaties, and they had killed one of the companions, and then they were brought there. The companions gathered them up and brought them there, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Let them go, so that it may be proven and well known that they are evildoers and bad people from the beginning to the end. Let them go. Just let them go. They're wrong and they're evil, and let them go. And it will be known that they're evildoers, and everyone will know the evil of them." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pardoned them. Then Allah revealed the words in Surah Al-Fath. وَالَّذِي كَفَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ بِبَطْلِ مَكَّةَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ أَظْفَرَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And Allah has withheld their hands from you and your hands from them in the midst of Mecca after He had made you victorious over them. After He has made you victorious over them. This was the reason of the revelation of this verse. Salama radiallahu anhu, he says, then we set out back to Al-Madinah, and we made a stop where there was a mountain between us and Bani Lihyan. Between us and Bani Lihyan, who were idolaters. They were mushrikun likewise. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed for forgiveness for the one who would climb the mountain that night as a scout for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah forgive the one who will climb the top of this mountain and scout out and watch and protect us and make sure nobody comes to harm us. In the nighttime so we can sleep peacefully. And so the one who's going to have to climb the mountain, he's not going to be able to sleep because he's going to be a scout. So Salama radiallahu anhu, he says, I climbed that mountain two or three times. He said, I climbed that mountain two or three times. Then we came to Al-Madinah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set his mount with Rabah. Set his mount, meaning his horses, with Rabah. And the slave of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I went with him. I also took out the horse of Talha to let it graze with the other horses. Any of the mounts here, any of the riding horses, the really fast horses that are strong for fighting. And they had these horses to ride on. He said the next morning, Abdurrahman al-Fazari had raided the mounts of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and driven them all away. Yani Abdurrahman al-Fazari, he came and he stole the horses. He came and he stole the horses of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he killed the herdsman, the one who was taking care of the horses. And I said, oh Rabah, take the horses and go to Talha bin Ubaidullah and tell the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the mushrikun have raided his mounts, have raided his horses. And I stood up on a hill, on a big hill, and I turned to face Al-Madinah, and I called out three times, Ya Sabaha, Ya Sabaha, Ya Sabaha. This is what they say whenever there's like a warning. Somebody's going to warn of a big army or an invasion coming or some bad thing that happened. He says, I stood on a hill, and I turned to the Medina, and I said this like this, Ya Sabaha, Ya Sabaha, Ya Sabaha. Ya Sabaha, he said, I cried out of alarm. And then I set out off in pursuit of the people. You know, he ran off after them by himself, shooting arrows at them. Salama, what we're going to find out, inshallah, soon, is Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him the ability to run fast. And this is like, literally. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave Salama the ability to run fast. And it's known in those days, there were like certain people who are specialized runners. And they used to be messengers, and they would send a message all the way to the whole nother land, super, super far away, and they would just take off running. And they'll run and run and run, and they'll not get tired. They can run fast for a long time. And they'll run with a message all the way to the manzil, that's all the way in the middle of the desert, and then they'll stop there, and they'll give the message to another person, and he will take off running. And he can run really fast, and they used to transmit messages like this. So it's known that there were individuals in that time that were fast runners, and they specialized in running, and they were good at this. Salama ibn Aqwa radiallahu anhu, he was one of those people who was the fastest of runners. He was the fastest of runners, radiallahu anhu. So, and also one thing about him, obviously, he's very brave. He's very brave. He already pledged allegiance three times to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's generous. He gave, his weapon that was given to him by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his uncle because he didn't have anything. So now the horses have been raided and they're in Medina. And then he says, so then I set off in pursuit of the people, shooting arrows at them and reciting lines of poetry. And he ran after them and he's shooting arrows at them. He's all by himself and it's a whole, it was a battalion of people who came to raid them. And all the while he's running after them and he's reciting lines of poetry. What are these lines of poetry? He says, أنا ابن الأكوع واليوم يوم الرضع. أنا ابن الأكوع واليوم يوم الرضع. أنا ابن الأكوع واليوم يوم الرضع. أنا ابن الأكوع. And he's saying this, me, the one who's coming after you, I'm the son of أكوع. أنا ابن الأكوع. And today is the day of the رضع. يعني the day the low lives, they meet their fate. He said, I am Ibn al-Aqwa, and today is the day that the low lives are going to meet their fate. Today is the day of the Rudda'. The Rudda' is the plural of Radi', yani the Laim, the low life, the miserable, the loser. He said, I'm Ibn al-Aqwa, I'm the one coming after you. And today is the day that the low lives will meet their doom. I am the son of al-Aqwa, and today is the day when the ignoble meet their doom. Yani the low lives and the losers. And he's calling them low lives and losers. And no doubt they're low lives and they are losers. He said, I caught up with one of them and I shot an arrow. He said, I caught up with one of them and I shot an arrow that went through the saddle and pierced his shoulder. And he's riding on an animal. The man is riding on an animal. He said, I shot an arrow that went through the saddle of his animal and then through his shoulder himself. And he said, and then I said to him, take that. Yes, he said, "Khudha." Right here, look, look, look. We look in the Arabic. "Khudha." That's why you have to learn Arabic. "Khudha." Take that. أنا ابن الأقوى واليوم يوم الرضع. Take that. I am the son of an أقوى, and the day today is the day of the low lives. Today is the day of the low lives. He said, I am the son of an Aqwa, and today is the day whenever the low lives, they will meet their doom. And they're going to be wiped out and destroyed. He said, by Allah, I kept shooting at them and killing their mounts. And he's shooting at them, their horsemen. These guys had stolen horses and they have horses themselves. And he said, by Allah, I kept shooting them. But he's very wise, you know, because which one is bigger, the people or the horse? Huh? The horse is bigger, so it's easier to hit the horse from a distance. Plus, you know, he can run fast, and he's catching up with the horses. So if he can put them on their feet, then it's going to be easy for him to just take advantage of them. So he's shooting their horses, and he's putting their horses out of commission. So he said, I started shooting and killing their mounts. Every time a horseman came towards me, I went to a tree, and I sat at the foot of the tree, and at the bottom of the tree. And then I shot him and killed his horse. Every time, because he can run so fast. So they start running at him with horses. He runs to a tree, pow! Put his horse down, and then I would shoot him. And then they want to send another one, I'll run to another tree, and I'll get down and duck, and I'll shoot him with an arrow like this. He said, this is what I'm doing. This is what's going on this whole time. Came back to me. He said, I went to a tree and set his foot. Then I shot him and killed his horse. Then whenever the mountains narrowed, and they're going through a mountain to pass, and the mountains narrowed, and they entered a narrow gorge, and he had a little narrow arrow. He said, a narrow area in the mountain. He said, I climbed up the mountain and started repelling with stones. He said, I climbed up the mountain now, and they're down underneath me. I started throwing rocks on top of them. He said, and I kept following them until I managed to recapture all of the camels of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they gave up. He says, I ran after them, and I shot them with arrows, and then whenever they got to a little narrow path in the mountain, they can't go fast no more. So I ran up the mountain and caught them in the middle of the thing. I start throwing rocks down on top of them. I started throwing rocks down on top of them until they're so scared that they gave up. He said, they gave up, but I pursued them, shooting at them until they dropped more than 30 cloaks. And they had all these... They had all these nice garments on and everything like this, and just thobes and stuff for fighting in, and they're prepared for battle. They started throwing off all these garments, and he says that they dropped more than 30 cloaks and 30 spears in order to lighten their loads because they're afraid they want to get out of there. They're like, man, get rid of all these extra spears. We don't need these spears and these arrows and all this, with this, all this garments. Get rid of this stuff, man. Let's get out of here. They're so scared. They want to make their animals light so they can run. He said they did not throw anything down. But I put a stone on it as a marker for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for his companions to recognize it. And so they're throwing stuff down, and he's going after them, and he'll gather all their stuff up and then put it someplace and put a marker on it, so that the people who come after him will be able to see it and be like, this is the stuff for the Muslims. Like this. So he's doing this. He says, and then they came to a narrow pass again, and so and so, the son of Badr al-Farazi, came to them, and they sat down to eat lunch. And I sat atop a stone. And al-Farazi, he said, what is that? What is this that I see? They said, by Allah, yesterday we encountered this one person, and he has not left us ever since it was dark. He said he kept shooting at us until he took everything that was in our hands. And they met up with the guy, and they're like, what's wrong with you guys? He said, there was this man yesterday that he was running with us all day long and shooting us and fighting us and taking us everything, and everything that we had, he took it all from us. He took it all from us. So then they say, he said, four of you should get up and rush at him. Four of you, get up. What do you mean? One man. That's what he's. One man. Four of you, get up and go up there. Go up there and take care of that man. So he said, so four of them climbed up the mountain towards me. And then when it became possible to talk, I said, do you know me? He said, do you know me? Huh? قالوا لا. He said, هل تعرفونني? قالوا لا. من أنت? They said, no. He said, أنا سلم بن الأكوع. وَالَّذِي كَرَّمَ وَجْهَ مُحَمَّدٍ لَا أَطْلُبُ رَجُلًا مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا أَدْرَكْتُهُ وَلَا يَطْلُبُنِي رَجُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ فَيُدْرِكَنِي. He said, do you know who I am? And you're running up here to find me? He said, do you know who I am? They said, no, who are you? He said, I am Salama ibn al-Aqwa, and by the one who has honored the face of Muhammad, I will not pursue and chase after anyone from amongst you except I will catch him. And not one of you will try to pursue and race after me except he will not catch me. Except he will not catch me. One of them, he said, I think he's right. He said, Qala Adhun. And I think he's right. And they know for sure that this is like, he's not playing. He's not playing. So he said, they went back, but I did not move from that place until I saw the horsemen of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam riding through the trees. And because he's up in the mountains, so he can see the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the horsemen coming. And the first of them was Al-Akram Al-Asadi, after whom came Abu Qatada Al-Ansari radiyallahu anhum. After who came Al-Miqdad ibn Al-Aswad Al-Kindi radiyallahu an al-jami'. I took hold of the reins of Akram, and the idolaters turned and fled. And I said, Akram, guard yourselves against them, or else they will cut you off until the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, join you. Yani, Salama is telling them, like, these horsemen are coming now. Yani, these are from the best of the companions and the best of the soldiers who ride on horses. Al-Miqdad. Miqdad ibn Aswad, and likewise Abu Qatada and Al-Akram, and they had been in front of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they caught up to Salama first. So, but Salama is telling them now, like, you know, don't rush on them. Wait for the Messenger to come. Don't rush upon them. Salama himself, he's already raced upon them. Salama himself, by himself, radiallahu anhu, he spent the whole day and night with them. Yani, by himself. But now whenever the other companions come, he tells them, no, don't go. Don't go in there by yourself. There's a number of them. It's dangerous. And to protect them. Guard yourselves against them, or else they're going to cut you off. Wait till the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and his companions join you. He said, O Salama, if you believe in Allah in the last day, and you know that paradise is true and hell is true, then do not stand between me and being a shaheed. And he wants to fight. So I said, let him go. And he and Abdurrahman met. You know, the one who had stolen the horses in the beginning, Abdurrahman Fizari. He said, so he killed the horse of Abdurrahman, and Abdurrahman stabbed him and killed him. And then that was Akram radiallahu anhu. And then he turned his horse around, and Abu Qatada, the horseman of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, caught up with Abdurrahman and stabbed him and killed him. And by the one who has honored the face of Muhammad, I followed them running on foot until I could not see the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the dust behind me until before the sunset. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're on horses. They're rushing on horses. And then this battle took place between a couple of the companions and that one man, and one of the companions got killed. And then they fled and they run. Abu Qatada, he killed one of them. Then the rest of them, they ran. And then Salama, he says, I swear by Allah, I ran off chasing them on foot. And I was running so fast until I kept running and running and running until I look back, I can't even see the dust from the camels of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the horse of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at this. This man, he's already... He's already spent the night on a mountain, protecting and guarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he returned to Medina. He didn't get to sleep that night. Then he returned to the Medina. And then the horses were raided. And then he called out, and then he took off running after the raiders. And then he caught up with the raiders on his feet with nothing but arrows. And he took them down. And he gathered the property. And he gathered up the camels and the animals of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he took all the weapons of those people. And he continued racing them for the rest of the day until the nighttime. And he climbed up the mountain again. And then he caught them, and then he told them, you don't know me. you don't know, I am Salama ibn al-Aqwa, and then not one of you will come after me except that he will never catch me. And if I come after one of you, you can't get away. You can't get away from me. And then all of this is happening, and you know, he never even rested. He never slept. But then now they run off again. So what does he do? Boom! He takes off running again. He takes off running again until he's running so fast he not only can he not see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he can't even see the dust from their animals. You know, the horses, whenever they run, they break up big clouds of dust. He ran so far he can't even see that no more. He said, so I followed them running on foot until I could not see the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the dust behind me until before the sunset. When they reached the pass, there was a water, which is called Dhu al-Qarad. And this water, watering well, is called Dhu al-Qarad, where they would drink because they were thirsty. And these guys here, they've been also being chased all day long and being raced all day, and scared all day long. And they're going through this hardship with Salama, and he is frightening them, and they're running from him, and they're going through the mountain, and they're going up a mountain, they're going through passes. Finally, they get to the water. So that he says, and I caught up with them. He's running on foot. They're on horses. They're on horses. This is a blessing of Allah. Allah blessed him with speed on his feet, and also with bravery and courage and sincerity. Radiallahu anhu. He said, they looked at me running behind them, and I turned to them out of there before they could even taste a drop of it. And he said, they see me running after them, and they're about to get some drink. And he said, but whenever they seen me coming, they ran away before they can even get a drop of water. And because they're so scared, he said, they went out and they ran down a mountain path, and I ran behind one of their men, and I shot him in the shoulder. I shot him in the shoulder blade, and I said, Khudha, ana ibn al-Aqwa, wa yawmu yawmu rudda. And he reminded them again. He said, take that. He shot him in the shoulder. He said, take that. I'm ibn al-Aqwa, and today is the day of the lowlives. He said, and may his mother be bereaved of him. He said, he has been chasing. This is what the man said. He said, man, get this guy off of us. May his mother be bereaved of him. He's been chasing us ever since morning. I said, yes. He said, yes. Ibn Salama, he says, yes. Ya aduwa nafsihi. Naam. Ya aduwa nafsi. Yes, that's right. I've been chasing you ever since morning. Oh, enemy of his own soul. You are the enemy to your own soul. He said, I've been chasing you ever since this morning. They left behind two horses and the mountain path, and I brought them to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir met me with a container in which there was milk diluted with water, and a container in which there was water. And I performed wudu and drank some of it, and then I went out with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those guys ran away, and now he turned back. Now he turned back and he met up with his uncle, and his uncle gave him some milk, and his uncle gave him some water. He's been running the whole time. No water, no nothing. He's just running and chasing and fighting and shooting arrows and terrifying the enemy in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So they brought him some, his uncle brought him some water and brought him some drink. What did he do? He drank the milk and he made wudu. Huh? Because he's from those people who love to purify themselves. Allahu Akbar. He said, radiallahu anhu, I performed wudu and I drank some of it. And then I went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was at the water from which I had driven them away. And that the same water that he just ran those guys away from whenever he turned back. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's at the water. And the companions at the water. And he said that they had taken those camels and everything, and I had captured from the idol, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the stuff that Salama had gathered and got. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he got it all back. And the spears and the garments and the cloaks. And Bilal had slaughtered one of the camels that I captured from the people, and he was roasting part of its liver and the hump of that camel for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat. And I said, O Messenger of Allah, let me select 100 men from among the people and follow those people. So there will be not one of us except for they could convey the news that we will kill, that I will kill him. And let me go after him again, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let me catch up with him. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he smiled broadly. And he smiled broadly, he made a big, big smile, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until his motor teeth appeared in the light of the fire. And then he said, O Salama, do you think that you can do that? I said, yes, by the one who has honored you. He said, now they are being welcomed. Now they are being welcomed in the land of Ghatafan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Salama where they're at. They're in Ghatafan now. And there's some people there that is welcoming them and taking them in as guests. And at the same time, a man from Ghatafan came and he said, so-and-so slaughtered a camel for them. And as they were skinning it, they saw a cloud of dust. And they said, the people have come. And they fled. And the next morning, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of our horsemen today was Abu Qatada, and the best of our foot soldiers was Salama radiallahu anhu. Yani even they were so far away in another town in Ghatafan, but somebody had slaughtered a camel for them, and they were skinning the camel, and they were getting ready to eat it, and then they seen some smoke in the sky, and they took off and ran and left the camel and everything, and they left the host, and they're like, man, let's get out of here. I think that might be Salama ibn al-Aqwa. and they ran, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said after that, encouraging the soldiers and encouraging the fighters and the companions, and he said, today, the best of our soldiers on horse is Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, and the best of our soldiers on foot is Salama ibn al-Aqwa. Because they used to have a faris and they had the rajil. The faris is the one who rides on the horse, and the rajil is the one who fights on feet. And the one who fights on the horse, he has more skill. And therefore, from the spoils of war, he gets two shares, one for him and one for his horse. And as for the one walking on foot and fighting on foot, he only gets one share from the spoils of war. This is from the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. But here, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me two shares. The share of a horseman and the share of a foot soldier. He gave them both to me. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seated me behind him. He seated me behind him on his camel behind al-Dhaba. Yani, and then we came back to Medina. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he let Salama ride behind him. On the same camel with him. And so Salama is riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was a man among the Ansar who could not be beating and racing. There was a man from the Ansar that was known for running super fast. And he started saying, Yani Salama, now he's been all through all of these things. He ran from Medina all the way to Ghatafan, all the way to the Dhul Qarad, and he chased and he fought, and he up a mountain, down a mountain, he barely even slept the night before, and da-da-da-da-da, and all these affairs like this. And now he's riding back home to Medina on the back of the camel of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Messenger in front of him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now some man from the Ansar who's super fast in running and racing, he starts saying, is there anybody who will race me back to Medina? Who wants to race? Who will race me back to Medina? And who wants to race? Anybody want to race? And he started repeating that over and over. Who wants to race? Anybody want to race? You think you can beat me? You want to race? Who wants to race back to Medina? So when I heard his words, Salama, he says, I said, will you not show honor and respect to a noble man? He said, no, unless he is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's like, no, I'm ready to race anybody. Bring him out here. Anybody. Of course, not the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But anybody else. Anybody want to race? Well, I'm going to beat him. Let's go. So he says, O Messenger of Allah, may my father and mother be ransomed for you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me get down and race this man. He said, okay, if you wish. I said, I am coming to you. He said, I leapt up and started running. I slowed down on one or two high passes where I started gasping and I followed his tracks. And then I slowed down on one or the two high passes. And then I rushed and caught up with him and I tapped him between his shoulders. And I said, you have been overtaken. By Allah, you have been beaten. And the man, he said, Adhun. I think so. The same thing that one guy told him before. Remember, with the Mushrikun, whenever he told the Mushrikun, those four men, he said, there's not one of you that if I go after him, I'll catch him. And there's not one of you, if you go after me, you cannot catch me. And then one of them, he said, yeah, I think so. I think he's right. So they went back down. And now he's running, and he told the man, let's race. He said, go ahead, let's race. I'll race you. And then he started running, and then he let him go a little ways. And then he runs a little bit slow, and then he runs a little bit slower and slower, and he catches up with him, and he taps him on his back, and he said, you've been beaten. You've been beaten. And the man, he says, Adhunnu, I think you're right. So then he said, I beat him to Al-Madinah. And then by Allah, we only stayed there for 3 nights before we went out to Al-Khaybar and to the battle with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the end of the hadith. And this was the beautiful narration of Salama ibn Aqwa and his speed and running and his bravery and his loyalty to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pledge allegiance to him 3 times. And then he chased after those who stole the property of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he returned all of it and even more. And then he was ready to keep on going until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, just come back. And then even then he was still ready to race on foot one of his friends from the Ansar, and he beat him radiallahu anhu. And this is true courage and bravery and honesty and diligence and striving to be upright and obedient. May Allah make us like Salama ibn al-Aqwa and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu anhum. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.